That's pretty good.
For Gray Man Media, my name is Josh.
I'm Josh.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Nate. And this is Thoughts from the Mothership episode. Put it on the screen.
Numbers aren't real.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you heard, Josh is here with us today.
Yeah, we've got a few of them, apparently.
We got three Joshes here. Anna Mayfield.
Oh, Lord, this is going to be a long show.
The goal of tonight is to get Josh
or go
drunk.
By quicker as soon as you're done with that.
Yeah, oh, sure. Knock that back. Just be ready to pour him another one, honestly. Like, yeah. Just get ready
for
that.
I mean, he has two shot glasses here. You can just, like, alter.
Let's just double them up here.
He could just go back.
That one smacked my uvula.
Do we got it? Do we have a... Can you keep a tally? He's on... He just had three, right?
Yeah. Three.
Let's just keep a tally here. I think Eric was around 12.
Devin, what's your record?
I don't keep track.
Oh, it's...
You're not getting there. That's
bottles.
His record. That's his
two
record.
Bottles?
You're not getting there.
Say less.
This is some fine Wild Turkey 101, so it's just above 50%.
Yeah, that's what's known as generic
and
fuck you up liquor.
That's Matthew McConaughey right there on the bottle.
Yeah, that looks about right.
Yeah.
I believe it.
He's the one that endorses this.
Yeah, he endorses Wild Turkey.
That's a straight up picture, Matthew McConaughey. Because you know what? The human body is just a wazzy. It's a woozy. It's a wazzy.
It doesn't fucking
matter.
It's a
fairy dust that doesn't fucking exist.
That's you're a fairy.
Bam. You didn't know what that meant until I told you. Also, you can't say that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Just cut that in post.
I'm not cutting shit.
This is all uncut, baby. You're getting it live. Live.
Oh, shit.
This is a trout here.
So as I'm sure as all of you guys will notice as we continue through
this
episode.
A trout.
Me and Josh really enjoy going back and forth.
I'm just going to let everyone get their energy out real quick.
Oh, shit. I have another shot.
You have two there, actually.
Yeah. I'm going to need those back to back.
Hey, Trout. Trout, what do you go to school for?
Ah, well, you see. Do you want the real answer?
Let me get the real answer, and then you're going to take those shots, and then you're going to give me the other real answer.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so the real answer is mechanical engineering.
Boring. Put them back.
With
put
emphasis
back,
in renewable
back,
energy.
Shove them.
Nice.
Because we're going to... Maybe live underwater. We're going to maybe live underwater. I would love that.
You particularly or society?
Me.
Yes.
Okay.
He's going to engineering school for me.
It's so we can live forever.
If I ever let you near any form of heavy machinery, I am going to be scared as fuck.
Please. If I actually tried, I could learn the machinery.
He'd die.
And on that...
That's a 4 and 5.
I already marked them.
Nice. What's the other real answer, Trout?
In the famous words of Eugene Krabs, money.
To lose it?
No.
Because you're spending quite a bit, aren't you?
Yeah, but see, here's the thing.
Fuck.
How dare you spill our lovely Wild Turkey?
I hate you.
Oh, I know. That's why I'm going to fuck you later.
Please, God.
I was a music engineer. I was a music major.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that's going to cost me a lot of money. But I wasn't going to make money. So I was like, you know what? We'll go to mechanical engineering.
Invest in yourself.
Only exactly. Reason you wouldn't make money is if you didn't work hard enough.
Bullshit. I'm going to go from one frying pan to the other. But at least now I can pay off my burns.
There you go.
Because we got a job interview in the morning. We're going to see how this goes, baby.
Woo!
Nice.
Tell us about this job interview.
So it's for a lovely company. They actually are a distribution company on different types of materials. Just for the moment, we're not going to list the name and stuff like that. But so a big thing that they do is they make air dehydrators for submarines. And okay. CO2 filters. They also make some life support stuff, which I didn't read too heavily into that because I was like, I care about that. But this other stuff
fuck
looks
life,
really
though,
cool.
Right?
Look, passive aggressive suicide is an interesting story. Interesting way to go.
I'm not going to. All right, put these back.
I'm not saying I want to die, but if a truck was in my way, or a truck was barreling towards me, you filled this up so fucking full.
Yes, he did.
If a truck was barreling towards me, I'm not saying I would jump out of the way.
You'd give it a second thought.
I would give it a second thought. I'd be like, you know what?
Been there.
The money.
Who the fuck hasn't, Nate?
That was not.
Yeah, you filled this up so fucking
bro,
full.
Who cares? All I'm seeing is a bitch right now because there was still liquor in that cup.
So this I will kiss Devin.
Bet you won't.
Stop throwing around bets. Quit.
I see another one.
Josh, you take a look around the studio. See if you see a reoccurring theme going on here.
Excluding the pantry over here. This is.
I noticed green and black, a.k.a. Minecraft.
Is that Minecraft?
Fuck
colors?
Off. Yeah.
It's a creeper colors.
Whoops.
And it's in a pattern like a creeper.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Unintentional.
Oh, okay, cool. let's see. We got a lovely lightsaber, which is Star Wars. Star Wars, Liquid Death.
You ever had any of that?
Star Wars or Liquid Death?
That was
he
so
really
bad.
Tried. Liquid Death, Mountain Water.
We're trying to get them to sponsor us.
I would love that.
Crazy.
Quench your thirst.
That's why Nathaniel's dressed to the nines with some Liquid Death merch.
So I'm not going to lie. He wore that yesterday to our D&D session.
I got it last Dedication. Night.
D&D session, huh?
Yeah.
D&D session.
You guys have a story about that, don't you?
I have a few stories about D&D. Which one would you like to hear, bud?
The one that Nate wanted to tell.
Oh, which one did you want to tell?
Oh, no. I just wanted to go over our night last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have my tablet. The notes. shit. Well, let's off the cuff it.
All right.
So, fun story. We have just broken out of jail. And by broken out, I mean we got bailed the fuck out.
I mean, I didn't get bailed out. I just talked Josh into giving me all of his money, and then I got out.
No, ladies you and gentlemen, this is D&D World.
Yes.
You got Morthos's money.
No. I
talk- and my money.
Yeah.
But mostly Morthos's. So... I'm a lawful good character, okay? Which, for those of you who don't know D&D, that means I am a good guy. I will follow the rules. My bail was 500 gold pieces.
Dragons.
We're in Waterdeep. Okay, yeah, it's dragons in the fucking city. It's gold pieces.
Dragons.
Our other lawful good character, who is a cleric, he's a healer. He can't do
he's
fucking wrong.
Thomas.
Yeah, I guess he can. I guess he can be considered a priest. I mean, his god to worship his god, he jacks the fuck off. But I guess he is technically a priest. Anyway, his bail. Devin, you're not a math person. I want you to try to figure this out.
Uh huh.
Mine was 500.
Uh huh.
His is 6,500 dragons.
So I've heard this story.
You have.
I have to assume that he did $6,000. 6,000 dragons worth of crime more than you. However, it's Thomas, and we're telling the story, so it makes more sense that that didn't happen.
So here's the thing. Can I angle this up? I can't.
Yeah,
I'm just too short.
You can't.
Hold the base.
Oh. Wild. Okay. So. Shut up. So I'm
ladies
guilty.
And gentlemen, an engineer.
I'm guilty by association. Fuck you. You're not wrong, though. Anyway, I'm guilty by association here. I was on the fucking balcony coming back from exploring when the guards ran in and said, you know what? Y'all fucking going to jail.
Mind you, they arrested us because Thomas turned around and cast magic on the city guard.
And you fucking assaulted a noble with your words. You called him ugly.
I didn't call him ugly. I said the little bitch had daddy issues.
Even worse. So, this fucking happened. Me, him, and our friend Droxel.
Eric.
Droxel. Our thing was only 500. Thomas ended up with 6,500 because he used magic on
every city guard member in the building with us.
That was in front of him, which is about 7. He said, you know what? I'm going to calm emotions and make them not want to hurt me. Oh, I just tapped the thingy.
You calm their emotions, but they didn't give a shit. They didn't care either way. They were doing their job.
Well, you see, here's the thing. He didn't calm the captain's emotions, which is where he fucked up. So his total was 6,500.
But that makes sense, though. Is that a law?
Like, yeah.
So that makes sense.
Using magic on a citizen is 500 gold pieces per citizen.
Using it on an official is 1,000.
Yeah. So he got fucked. And so, okay, so he's a cleric, right? So he's going to be like little meek and mild. We went to the mines to try to, you know, help shorten our sentence. Well, I'm a dwarf. I'm 4'6", female dwarf. Easy money in the mines. I'm like, yeah, I'm in my home. Thomas, on the other hand.
Thomas would look, Thomas's character would look like Thomas.
Yeah, pretty much. Very skinny, very short, scrawny. Yeah, him trying to swing a pickaxe is funny as fuck.
Yeah, no, I convinced his character to give me all of his money, and I bailed myself out.
Also, Droxel got bailed out first day.
Yeah, because Droxel had a lot of money.
Yeah.
I just talked you into giving me all yours.
I'm still not quite so sure on that. Okay, also, fuck you and your persuasion checks. Minimum of 10, my ass.
It's not a minimum 10. The lowest I can roll is 21.
I will kiss Devin.
I will bet go. You won't.
Stop it! I've got a
I thought you left the table.
I'm coming back.
I wish I knew more about D&D to understand anything y'all were talking about.
Other than that, the last night before we started D&D, Josh, you want to tell them about last night before we started D&D?
Good segue.
Devin, you're going to want to come back for this.
I'm coming back right now.
He can hear you.
Okay, cool.
Before you start that, you've got a little something.
A little something, something.
What number is this? 8?
I don't know.
6.
6?
I'm not counting. That's okay. Not my job. I pour them.
I'm counting them, evidently.
That was sexy.
That was sexy. I'm going to kiss you later.
Please stop. Do. Bet you won't. I heard you won't.
Josh.
I'm going to videotape it. Don't worry.
Josh. Josh.
We'll wait till you get fucked up. So this motherfucker, Nate.
That's the one.
The one and only.
Has some handcuffs that he owns. I'm going to preface this. He locked himself on one arm with the keyhole facing the inside of the cuffs. Mm-hmm. So he's already struggling with these. Mm-hmm. I'm driving to rallies, and he cuffs me to him. So here I am, stuck, with my right arm just chilling next to him. I'm like, well, I'm already basically on his crotch. Kidding. So we're driving to rallies. We finally get to rallies. And, yeah, those, right there.
We have a very similar pair.
So we get to rallies. oh, hi, doggy. I don't know your name, but you're cute.
Jericho.
Jericho? You're so cute.
Keep going.
I love you. So we get to rallies, and the dude at the drive-thru looks at us, and he's like, cool, what's the story? Did you lose a bet or something? No, we didn't lose a bet. This one just kind of swallowed the key.
Yeah.
I just want to preface this. He didn't actually swallow the key.
Right, right, right.
Thank God he didn't
swallow the key. I convinced Josh that I did, though. For like 5 seconds, and I was like, no, I really didn't.
I would have stuck my hand up your ass to find the key.
I probably would.
Those are actually pretty easy to like pick lock, though, to open.
Oh, yeah, no. His come apart super fucking. You just fucking Hulk smash it, and it just pulls apart. The pins are super loose. He was fucking a bitch too hard.
true story.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so I'm stuck next to this man, just handcuffed to him, while I'm driving the car. It's a good thing I can drive with my left hand. And I'm just like, well,
we got a free Cherry Coke.
We did. We got a free Cherry Coke because we were handcuffed together. He was like, you know what? That wasn't root beer I gave y'all. Sorry about that. That was Cherry Coke. Here's an actual root beer. I also should have ordered a lot more rallies because after I got done eating my, what did I get? The strawberry cheesecake?
Yep.
I got done eating the strawberry cheesecake. Bomb as fuck, by the way.
He stole one of Eric's chili dogs.
I was really fucking hungry still. And I stole a chili dog. And then I ordered Insomnia after that.
Oh my gosh.
Great brownies. Great ice cream.
Oh, their brownies are so good. And they have a cosmic cookie right now.
But no, after they gave us the cherry Coke, they brought out the root beer. I was like, do we have to give this back? They're like, no, you can hold on to it. I was like, sweet. So I pulled the straw out, I put it in the drink, and then I snorted it. And it burned.
Yeah. No shit!
It burned? No way.
I don't know what it is about me and getting friends who like to snort things.
What can I say? I just like to snort cherry Coke. I like the flavor.
Yeah. No, back in middle school, I had a friend who snorted Kool-Aid powder. And then ate his booger and was like, you know what? Why is it red? Well, you know, bud. There's multiple reasons as to why it's red. It was fruit punch Kool-Aid. And you're probably bleeding. Well, whatever it was, it tastes good.
And then, Devin, did you get the Snapchat that I sent you last night?
So, funny thing, I don't get notifications.
Check your Snapchat.
I knew I should have texted you.
Was it a video?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a lovely
Can I play it on air?
Yeah.
Please do.
They're not going to know the context, but...
I'm going to describe it real quick.
Wait, no. Let it play first, then go back.
I'm going to describe it in a sec.
Right. All right.
For those of you who couldn't understand what was happening.
What the fuck?
So, our lovely friend Nate here owns a shotgun.
12 gauge.
And I was like, you know what? I know exactly what I'm going to do. I put on his motorcycle helmet.
Mind you, before we go into the story, I took every single round away from Josh and put it elsewhere.
I did make sure that there was no form of...
No, I made sure there was no ammo.
Hey, I'm the one who asked you that there was no ammo in this thing. Because you could keep it loaded. But I can see you keeping it loaded.
I don't, though, because that's irresponsible.
Anyway. I was like, you know what? I know what the fuck I'm going to do. I'm going to kick open his door and say... We ride at dawn.
I was sitting on my toilet.
He was. And I was like, you know what? I should check to see if this thing's loaded. It's been a long time since I've held a 12-gauge shotgun. Hey, Nate, is this loaded? He said no. And I was like, bet. Oh my God. And then we made that video. And I'm wearing his motorcycle helmet. And you can clearly see my hair is hanging out the back. And it's a beautiful sight. Because I am fucking Jesus. This water.
The moral of the story is Josh is Jesus.
This water is now wine. And by wine.
He means whiskey.
I mean whiskey.
How many shots is that?
Not enough.
Some odd 8 number. Oh, it's an even number. Shit. Well, keep him coming.
Well, he's lost the ability to count. That's good.
Devin, I'm gonna be real with you.
You're Droxel.
I don't know numbers. I'm an engineer.
Josh the engineer.
But I only know calculator. The calculator is what saves
I thought you were gonna say calculus and then you said calculator. It took me off, but like,
I can teach you calculus right now.
But just one last thing. As we ended last night's D&D session, we get through a sewer way. We find a mind flayer.
Leaves us.
Yeah, we find a mind flayer, a brain with legs, and what was it, a half-orc guy? He didn't get a chance to do much. We took him out pretty quick, so it doesn't matter. He's fucking dead.
His name was Grumshire?
Doesn't fucking matter. He's fucking dead. So we get through all of them. The mind flayer beats the shit out of Eric and Josh and then leaves.
I still had 17 hit points.
Yeah, you got the shit beaten out of you, and then he left.
Yes, the troll did all the damage. I just want to clarify. Not the half-orc. There was a drugger who turned into a troll and did all the damage.
Drugger, it being...
Is a dark dwarf.
Yes.
Who deals in Underdark and holds... Shut the fuck up.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry. Was that an inconvenience for you? Yeah, me too.
So a drugger is a dark.
Is that different from a drogger?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I wanted to make sure.
Yes. No. A drugger is essentially.
It's a dark elf.
Yeah. It's okay. It's a dark elf for.
Or not a dark elf.
It's a dark. It's a dark dwarf. Elf for dwarfs.
So like a dogger.
He holds slaves, which brings up a quality.
So does
joke.
Thomas.
Is That's not where my joke was going, but also kind of where my joke was going.
He's had a lot to drink.
Next question!
I'm but only at like 8 shots.
After the Mind Flayer ran away, I turn around. I turn to my left. My character finds a secret passage in the wall. I fucking booked it. I left all of their bitch asses to deal with the Mind Flayer. I was like, damn, that's crazy. I'm going to go this way.
And a brain that's crawling on the ground.
Now it's inside of Thomas.
But we don't know that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, y'all have some weird D&D shit.
D&D's fucking weird.
I can agree.
I'm a lesbian dwarf. That's all I'm going to say on that.
You're a lesbian man, Josh.
I mean, yes, kind of. I mean, is a lesbian man just a straight man?
I mean,
because they're both into females.
That's how I take it. So you're a lesbian man.
I need more Dr. Pepper for this.
I'm not Dr. Peppered enough.
He needs more
pepper.
If today was the last day on Earth, what would you spend it doing?
Well, my current situation, first I would kiss you.
After that?
I'm going to count how many times he says that on this podcast.
Please do. After that, I would actually probably try to get... I'd probably hit up the girl that I'm currently talking to on Tinder, who's also into D&D, by the way. And, like, honestly... pretty fucking chill.
I hope, you know, I
hit up her
podcast.
And I'd be hopefully trying to, you know, spend the night with her. Probably fuck the shit out of her.
He was like, you know, spend the night with her. Also fuck the shit out of her.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie, she's hot as fuck.
You're a fucking dog.
How in the scenario is the
wolf
world getting taken out?
Fucking wolf.
It doesn't matter. The world is for sure going to end. How would you spend your day?
Taking a nap on the couch with the boys. Nap my way to death.
I like that idea.
Nate?
What's up?
If today was the last day on Earth, what would you spend today doing?
Stealing an RPG, getting in a rocket, and I'm going and I'm shooting the fucking sun.
You want to go raid Area 51 again?
No, I'm not interested in Area 51. I'm taking the sun with me.
Bro, the with portal an RPG. Gun. The portal gun. You could suck your own dick and not worry about females.
I'm sure you would do that. Here. Your cup is too full for this conversation.
Actually, I have a question. God, is it gay to suck your own dick?
Yes.
Yes.
If there's a dick in your mouth,
no,
it's gay.
No, it's not gay to suck your own dick. It's like masturbation. No. Is masturbation gay? Is masturbation gay?
Do we need to cut this?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Is masturbation gay?
No.
Then sucking your own dick is not gay.
If there's a dick in your mouth, it's gay.
If there's a dick in your hand, it's gay.
If it's not true. Yours.
Then if it's a dick that's not that's yours in your mouth, it's not gay.
Somebody else weigh in on this.
I mean, I don't think it's gay because it's like jacking off. You're just using a different part of your body
to
jack off.
Come on, you've already said it. You already said it earlier on the podcast. Let's hear it.
When did I say that?
Probably like 5 episodes ago.
I'm sure I did. I just can't remember.
When we first said it, and me and you both said yes at the exact same time, that yes, it was gay.
Sure, I'll agree with Devin. He pays my bills.
You fucking bitch.
Then it's 50-50 split because I don't play that's gay. That's like masturbating.
Let us know in the comment section.
Please do. And just for a record, it's not gay.
It's gay.
No, it's not.
It's gotta be.
No.
Next question!
Yeah, I got nothing. I can't wait to listen to this.
What is that sound?
Your phone getting close to the roadcaster.
It's not the fucking phone.
It could be the phone getting close to the roadcaster.
It might be the phone getting close. Yes. Josh, what makes you feel young? Besides being young.
That's all I was going to say.
Being old. Being old makes me feel young. Oh, yeah, sonny.
My fucking free time.
Your free time?
Yeah, which isn't very often if I actually do my homework.
You don't have free time. You've got work time, homework time, and going out with your ex time.
There's a reason why I don't.
He has D&D time.
Barely. He forgets every single fucking session.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Wait.
Just phone him in. The only session that you were there knowing it was D&D night is the one you were scheduled. at can't work.
You phone I have scheduled in that? Every what? Saturday.
Can't you phone in D&D?
Yes, but fuck that.
It's really
we like Rona
to do that.
I can't believe those words just came out of your fucking mouth.
What's just
So the thing that makes me feel young is any form of exercise that I get. So like today I played disc golf with my friend.
You look like a motherfucker that plays disc golf.
Bro, why the fuck didn't you invite me?
I didn't know you liked disc golf.
Fuck yeah.
Nate just wants to be a part of whatever's going on.
No, I do. Shit, I fucking love disc member. Golf. That's yeah, like my favorite wait. Sport to play.
I got a fourth
fucking
member.
Love disc golf.
My bad. Yeah, so disc golf, really fucking fun. Also, going to the gym, quality work.
Bro, I can fucking send a driver.
Bro, my deadlift is 275. That's 1.5 of what I weigh, which makes me happy. Because I think out of high school, I weighed the exact same. And I was at like maybe 240. Crazy. And then I didn't deadlift again until now. And I was like, fuck it. Let's see what my max is. 275, baby. Let's fucking
Devin,
go.
What makes you feel young?
When people
do you ever feel young?
Hair?
Yeah, I feel young normally. What is that? What are you talking about?
You're fucking balding. What do
That's
you mean?
That's not true in any way, shape, no, or form. Not. This you're is bald. How my hair has always looked.
I've only seen you with a hat, therefore you're balding.
Just because there's no hat.
Yeah. He can see hair, therefore you're losing it.
Shit. Just because I don't got a bunch of it like you, Josh, doesn't mean I'm balding. I keep my hair short.
He does just keep his hair short.
Okay.
So it used to be curly.
I was forced to keep my hair short. You've seen the pictures.
Right.
It was buzz cut.
I chose to keep mine long. I've not sent you the pictures.
Long.
For sir, I am fucking Jesus over here. I have
a photo.
My hair
I have photos.
No, don't.
I have photos.
Or don't.
I have photos.
Or you know, just don't.
Yeah, I mean, that's an option.
Sometimes I forget y'all are related. So like, I want to see
most people forget that me and Nathaniel are related.
Playing video games.
That would explain the Minecraft shirt.
This is Superman.
Not you, her.
Me? Oh, yeah. We played the fuck out of Minecraft.
I do too.
Let's find which photo is the best one to show.
I'm now regretting not stopping by the burger place there on campus.
It's kind of short, but kind of long.
Kind of hungry.
Jess.
Bro. Oh, it makes me feel young when I drink chocolate milk. I feel like a kid again.
Bro, fucking chocolate milk and strawberry milk are the bomb.
I've never seen a pink cow. What does that look like?
Kind of like a pussy, but in cow form.
You know, that's why pink. That's how pink got her name. She did an interview, and apparently she had like a, before she was famous, she had a black friend who had never seen a white girl's pussy. And he asked her like for months. And then finally she just showed him and he goes, it's pink. And she just kept, that was her stage name.
You know, I've been questioning that for a while because it's not exactly pink for me. And I don't have a pussy. My dick is dickhead is not
whoa.
My dickhead isn't exactly pink.
So show him the picture so we can get
this
off this.
It's already kind of short cuz my mom just cut it. But as you can see it goes down like mullet.
That's a skinny Gideon.
I need you to grow a mullet.
This is when it that was again when that was
that's not me. That's him.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, I mean, here you can kind of see it. It's kind of going all the way down the bottom of his neck.
Yeah, no, it used to be like down here.
I'm being real with you.
Dude did it long as fuck.
I can only see that if I close one eye.
Hey, speaking of which, your glasses are
looking
full.
You all know
full.
Gideon, right? Dude did the same thing. Dude had the same kind of hair.
Yeah, where do you think he got it from?
Bro, fucking coconut head from Ned's Declassified. I love
Gideon,
that
Gideon, please
show.
Listen to this podcast.
I'm going to listen to this podcast and say, what the fuck is happening? I'm not going to remember any of this.
Good.
But you know what?
Don't piss yourself that's and you'll point. Be ahead of Eric.
You know what? Will that be 11 and 12 right there?
Look, when he finishes that, that'll be 13.
The goal is ooh, to not piss
one up
in
Eric,
my face.
One up Eric. One up Eric. One up Eric. You, one up Eric.
Easy
one up
money. Eric.
Did he really only have 12 shots?
Honestly, I think it might have been a little less.
Yeah, it was.
Really?
No, it was 12 more. To 15.
It was like 12 because it's 2 ounces or it's 1 ounce for a shot. Right.
I guess so, yeah. I'm counting each one of those as a shot, though. I think that's 2 ounces.
I understand, but I took the amount of fluid ounces in those little bottles and then just divided it by ounces, and that gave me 12.
You're not smart enough for that.
I used a calculator.
You're very familiar with calculator, you said.
Suck my balls.
Certainly not familiar with being an engineer.
Right, stop it now. Don't tempt me.
No. Take that shot.
Which superhero do you think is overrated?
Josh. All right, for the listeners, Josh almost just fell out of his seat and also spilled whiskey all over himself.
What do you mean?
Josh, look at your shirt.
I did spill whiskey all over myself.
The Fantastic Four and Daredevil.
Let's just keep that away from him for a second. Let's let him level out.
I am easily.
You say Daredevil?
Thing. Yeah, the Fantastic Four and Daredevil.
Fantastic Four, I agree with. They're kind of over. Like, they weren't great.
I don't like their powers. The thing is, discount Hulk, human. Fuck the Human Torch. Jessica Alba, I fuck.
Oh, no, wait a minute. The original Human Torch.
And then Mr. Fantastic, he's a.
Did you say the Hulk?
I said the thing.
No, you didn't.
He's called like the Rock.
I said the.
You said
thing.
The Hulk.
Called the thing.
No. Yeah, the
you
thing the is Discount Hulk.
It is Discount Hulk. It.
I'm drunk and I heard the Hulk, so therefore you said the Hulk.
I said Discount Hulk.
I just like you might that. Have said that. I just like that the Torch reincarnated to Captain America. That's pretty cool.
Can we just right, talk about how the 2011
it's the same actor.
Yeah, yeah.
Which version of Fantastic Four was absolute terrible, absolute shit, if I may say.
But
I don't remember that one.
That was the one where like they had a black guy as Human Torch, and the dad of the black guy was white, and he died because he's a professor who was.
It had nothing to do with him being a professor. It was because he was the father of a superhero that he died.
Anyway, he died, and Dr. Doom was a fucking bitch during that entire movie. He said, "You know what? The bank won't give me money, so I'm going to make my own money and fucking destroy planet Earth."
Dr. Doom was a bitch.
I will fucking end it right now.
There's still liquid in that glass, Josh.
All right, we found Josh's limit. But
all right. No, I think he can have more. We'll just need to give him some time.
He's got some water. He needs to drink some water.
Part of me can see straight. Part of me cannot. What number am I at? Just curious.
That 13. Was 13.
13?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
I think it's just how quickly you took it. He's a space out over like 3 hours. You just took that in like 30 minutes.
45.
45
that was
minutes.
Only 45 minutes?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, we need to.
I'm be real with you. I keep looking up at the Star Wars clock. And
oh, yeah, it's not moving. It's turned off.
Fucking wild.
I'm not worried about that.
Here, I got you. All right, time moved.
Ah! This is why I shouldn't have my phone on charge.
I can
because
move time.
I use that to tell time. And it's fucking wild right now. Speaking of which, Devin, how do you feel about non-American time systems? So the 24-hour clock.
That's a military. Time. That's not non-American.
It's a universal one.
So
the
that's
engineer,
what I
ladies
use.
And gentlemen.
That's what
the 24-hour clock?
Yeah, I use the 24-hour clock.
I can understand the 24-hour clock.
I only use Roman numerals.
We had when I worked at Steak and Shake for many years, they were on a 24-hour clock, so I was used to it. Yeah.
It took a hot second for there to be one of you, and that was wild. Anyway,
how wild.
Okay, cool. So the 24-hour clock you are used to.
Yes.
Yeah.
So wild.
That's what I'm used to.
Yeah.
What time is it right now?
He's trying to test you.
It's 20:48.
Yeah, okay. Who's the guy that still like 2 minutes before my technical bedtime? And by technical bedtime, I mean, fuck that.
Yeah. Luckily, we are well into over half the episode.
Yeah.
These episodes are only like an hour and a half.
They seem a lot longer
fucking
whenever
wild.
I was looking at them.
The first couple episodes we did, we stretched them out.
Yeah. Now they run for like 120 to 135.
Yeah.
So, as Josh, what kind of hobbies you got aside from D&D?
And working out.
And fucking your exes.
Damn, we left you with nothing, huh?
Damn, y'all really coming at me.
Hey, he did say he likes disc golf. He does do
he
that.
He did say disc golf.
But he didn't invite me.
Okay, so today was my first day officially disc golfing.
But he didn't invite
that
me.
That was fucking wild. Bro.
It's wild. It's wild.
It's fucking
what, okay,
wild.
It's wild is
so
what I'm
back
hearing.
Back on Thursday, I decided to go to Iroquois Park and disc golf.
Charlie Ventner's fun too.
I don't know what you just said. I heard Charlie and that was it.
Charlie Ventner Park.
Charlie Ventner. Where is that?
Close to here.
Yeah,
Fern close to here. Yeah, I don't know where it is. Okay, back to you. So Iroquois Park.
What city are you in right now?
I'm in Louisville, I think.
He's
I'm gonna roll with you. He drove. Nate drove. So I don't know where
what
I am.
What city are you in? Hawaii.
Louisville, I think.
You're in Louisville, yes.
Okay, cool. There's a broad
If we call the police right now, LMPD would show up.
Say
fucking
less.
Wild.
They show up on campus and it's fucking wild when they show up.
What state are you in right now?
Kentucky?
No, we cross a wet river.
Bullshit. I at least remember how to get over here. And it was not fucking crossing a river. So, okay.
You take a left at the Mountain of Mordor.
Didn't take a left at Albuquerque.
I'm pretty sure Mordor is a...
shut up. Shut the fuck up. Tell your story. Tell your hobby.
My hobby is fucking wishing I could die.
Better hobby. That hobby sucks. That's too overrated.
God, you suck.
You son of a bitch. Anyway, so I went disc golfing today.
Fucking wild. Keep going.
And I went with Daniel, my friend Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
And his girlfriend Molly.
What are their last names?
No. for fucking continuity's sake, Daniel can fucking launch it. This man. So I'm at like a 153, maybe 156. This man's at like a 300.
What are you talking about?
300 feet.
Oh, how far?
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. So from the podium, this man kills our fucking throws, our initial throws, and he fucking launches it. Also, I understand what you mean being drunk. This is the first time I've been drunk, like actually drunk and not tipsy.
Josh,
I feel great.
Do you remember... do you remember telling me over and over and over again that you were going to drink me under a table?
Yes. I also haven't eaten anything but Krispy Kreme today. And that was at 11 o'clock.
We offered you dinner before we started, and you said, not going to lie, that sounds really good. And then I said, yeah, go get some.
And then I didn't. I remember
clearly.
That. I
distinctly remember not getting the food.
But fucking wild.
You know what I feel right now?
What do you feel? Drunk?
The best I've felt in the past, today is October, 3 months. Since I've started school, this is the best I've felt in the past 3 months. That tells you how much engineering fucks you up.
Woo!
Fucking hell.
Ladies and gentlemen, Josh has entered a new realm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is the first time I've been actually drunk, and I'm gonna listen to this. And it's gonna be fucking wild.
All right, Josh, give sober Josh some words of wisdom right now. Hit him with it.
Quick question: what number of shots am I at?
Doesn't matter.
13.
13. Okay.
You beat Eric by one.
Of course, I beat Eric by one. He's a fucking lightweight. What do you mean? I am 180 pounds. This fucker is like probably 120 pounds. On the highest fucking shower fucking heavyweight.
Okay.
I'm actually 180.
So is there something you want to tell future you?
Yeah, prep for when you're going to drink with Devin. Eat some food.
Yeah, I should probably eat.
Last time I ate food was 11 o'clock today. I am at, it's probably what, 6:50, 6:30? I'm probably at about 7 hours and a half just of no food.
What time did your meeting end?
I'm going to be real with you. Even sober me didn't
It
know.
Ended at 6:30.
It actually probably ended at 6 o'clock.
No, it ended at 6:30.
No, that's when I texted you.
No, you texted me at 7.
Okay, so it probably ended at 6:30. I'm going to be real with you. Last time I ate was Krispy Kreme, and I ate 4 donuts because I was trying to be nice and not eat the entire box. At 11 o'clock.
Can you be real with me?
Okay.
Yeah, what's up?
Nice. Just not expecting that.
What's up, man? You good?
I'm feeling great. There are two of you and two of Jess. I'm slowly sobering up.
You should drink some
water. No, you're not.
You got some water.
Both of my cups are empty.
They're staying empty.
Both of my cups are empty.
We're going to give you some time. We'll probably give you a couple more shots by the end of the night, but we're gonna leave you on red.
As long as you don't piss in Nathaniel's car, you're good.
We're going to leave you on red for the moment.
Yeah, can I have another towel?
Oh, I'm definitely pissing after this session's over. I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah, do you want an intermission to take a piss?
Oh, hell no.
That's not how I thought that we were. Not going to lie, they had me in the first inning. The first quarter.
Oh, shit.
Josh, do you have a question for Nathaniel you want to ask him?
Me?
For Nathaniel?
Yeah.
No.
Do you have something for Devin?
For Devin?
Uh-huh.
That's his name. I would say don't wear it out, but I don't think you could say it again.
Can I get my fucking raise, please?
Bro, you don't work there anymore.
I don't care. I would love to have... Okay, so look, I'm gonna be real with you. I'm at 9:50 an hour.
No, you're not. You're at zero.
That's bullshit. I would love to be at least 10 an hour, maybe 11.
Yeah, so I'm not in control of any of that.
Oh yeah, I know, because you're shit.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I mean, that was really rude, but I mean, he's not wrong.
The paperwork doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
It's the fact that I'm not working anymore. That's what bothers me.
I feel like
I spoke that really slowly.
Nathaniel wants to tell you something about that.
Yeah, what's up, Nathaniel?
You're a fucking idiot.
You know, I'm just trying to pass my classes.
You know, you're trying to pass the fuck out.
Josh.
Yeah, what's up?
You don't
get your nose off the microphone.
You don't need to be touching the mic for it to hear you.
I'm being real with you. I got
Please be real with me.
I got a low voice. I feel like I need to touch the microphone.
What a great episode. No, there was slight preparation. No preparation. We just got Josh in here. We got him drunk. This episode's taking itself for a ride.
It is. It's perfect.
In the word of Eric.
I love a self-charging
Jack
machine.
Jack Daniels hit hard.
A well-oiled machine.
It's not Jack Daniels. It's fucking Wild Turkey. I feel great.
You look great, man. You look like you're having a grand time.
You know, I'm be real with you.
Please be real
with me. This is the happiest I felt in the past 4 weeks.
You said 3 months earlier.
I'm slightly depressed.
You just killed me.
Everything I feel.
What? You just killed me. I'm going to be real with you. I'm depressed. Funniest shit I've ever heard.
Oh, shit.
Jess made some barbecue tonight.
I did.
Barbecue yeah, that sandwiches. Pork barbecue sounded really good.
Then you like, just you know didn't what? Eat it.
I just won't eat it.
Just get something on the way home.
Yeah, if we could stop at McDonald's, Nate, that'd be awesome.
I just said Nate up for I that. Think,
you know, there's this is kind of a good idea. Whenever we have guests on, and because you're almost always the one who takes them home, we should just plant somebody in your car and film the ride home.
You know what's weird? If I close one eye, I can only see one of you.
Perfect.
But if I open both eyes, I can see two of you.
Oh my God.
It's because when you close one eye, you have one eyeball. And when you have two open, you have two eyeballs.
I'm fucking loving it. This is the drunkest I've ever been. And I'm fucking loving it. I'm gonna need more of this.
You need more water.
Hey, don't become an alcoholic on me or anything.
But I'm already an alcoholic. What the fuck do you think?
Make sure you put that back.
Has done to me.
When you're done with it. How's that?
It's quenching my it's murdering my thirst, specifically just about as much as these clothes are murdering the cold.
Yeah.
There's almost one of Jess as I'm staring at her. I would love if I could get some whatever the liquid death fuck it is.
It's water. Would you like some water? Nathaniel is over here.
He's gone.
Gone.
I'm a little bit back. I can notice that both of my cups are empty, and I have a full thing of Gatorade.
Yeah, the Gatorade will help you.
You know what? I'll give you this, Josh. You're not slurring your words at all.
You know what's wild?
You're really slow, though.
You know what's wild?
What's wild? Are you going to be completely honest with me? Are you going to be real with me?
This is the first time I've been drunk.
You have mentioned.
Shit, I dropped the water. I am impressed with how I've acted.
Yeah, dude, you're pretty good.
Yeah, you're good.
You're good.
And I think this is the best podcast I've ever been on.
Say it.
I think Liquid Death should sponsor this podcast.
Yeah.
Also, Devin.
Yeah, what's up?
You are the best boss I've ever had.
Why'd you pause?
I've only had three.
Why'd you pause?
I paused because I was trying to figure out what orientation I was. I think it's time for Gatorade.
Yeah, probably.
Time for Gatorade.
What? I should have eaten more than just Krispy Kreme donuts this morning at 11 o'clock.
You should have eaten when I offered you food.
Josh, who would win in a fight, Superman or Batman?
100% Superman.
Why?
Because Superman has laser vision, and Batman doesn't have anything to counter that.
Yeah?
Yeah. I can feel myself falling asleep at the mic.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm not going to do
that. Nate, who would win in a fight? Batman or Superman?
Batman's smarter than Superman. If Superman was smart, Superman.
So you're saying Batman?
I think if... It depends on the portrayal of Superman, because there are some portrayals where he is actually fairly decently smart. I'm not going to give you a direct answer. I'm going to say it could go either way depending on the scenario.
Yeah, you're being political as fuck. What about you, Josh?
No, I like them both.
All the way.
Yeah.
I mean, true. All he does have to say is Martha. That's all Superman has to say, and Batman loses.
I'm going to go ahead and say it right now. This is the first time I've been actually drunk, and this is the happiest I've ever been. No, I'm not going to lie with you. This is the happiest I've ever been. And Devin, thank you for inviting me on the podcast.
Of course, man. I'm happy to have you.
I need more of this alcohol.
Listen, Josh, I'm an expert on these things.
Yeah?
No.
There's a level where like you're feeling really good, and then it gets bad.
I'm be real with you. I always feel bad.
Please be real with us.
Depression is a thing.
For the love of
What's
God,
your favorite fast food place?
Favorite fast food
place?
Yeah,
let's get him talking about food. Yeah. There you go.
That's a good
let's fucking corral question. Corral him.
Hey, Joe, everyone's favorite fast food place?
Probably Home Run Burgers.
That's not fast food.
Isn't that fast casual?
That's medium food.
Something with a drive-thru. What's something with like a drive-thru?
Okay, with a drive-thru? Yeah.
That's speed limit food.
Fucking McDonald's. Because their Big Mac fucking slaps.
Big Macs are good. I've had my fair share of Big Macs.
I don't remember
what I also can like. Feel myself sobering up.
Clearly.
And I'm ready to listen to this podcast when I'm actually sober.
We'll let you know when it gets up.
Yeah. Oh, so we have like 3 weeks. This is going to be fucking wild.
Are we still 3 weeks out?
Yeah.
We are still 3 weeks out? Okay. I don't know.
I would say Chick-fil-A is my favorite fast food.
Oh, Chick-fil-A is good.
Chick-fil-A is real good.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A is fucking racist.
I gotta say Chick-fil-A.
That's true.
But I was saying no, food-wise. Not
they're
the
racist
company
and
policy.
Homophobic. Yeah.
Company policy is stuff. Shit. Yeah.
But their food, those chickens they slaughter and fucking bake and grill and fry
they've
for me.
Mean to me the past two times I've gone.
Yeah.
I've tried to order
Did they bully you?
No, so like I've tried to order a Caesar wrap, a chicken wrap, and both times they've been like, fuck you. We're out of chicken wraps. And it's been the worst experience I've had.
Hey, Josh.
What's yeah?
You don't need to touch the microphone to make it hear you.
Yeah.
I don't fucking care. I have a deep voice, therefore I didn't touch the microphone.
Like, they're like number one combo, but exchange those fries for like Burger King fries. And that was like the perfect meal.
No, fuck off. I like Chick-fil-A fries. Chick-fil-A fries,
they
and
don't
Rally
salt
fries
them.
And Arby's fries.
There's no salt in them. I want saltiness on my fries.
Arby's or Rally's are the best fries.
Curly fries from Arby's are fucking
Curly fries
bomb.
Are overloaded with flavor.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
This entire, I'm like $1,500 into this setup. So if you could be careful with my microphone, that'd be great.
I will gladly be careful with your microphone. And I can, I'm starting to understand the fact that I'm getting close. But also.
What?
This is the first time you've ever been drunk and it's the happiest you've been in 3 months?
Exactly. It's no.
Four.
It's the happiest I've been in about 18, 24
years.
So take 12 and add 2 and then multiply by the number that you think is correct and you'll probably be correct.
Do you play video games, Josh?
I do.
What's your favorite video game?
Probably Mario Kart or Call of Duty.
What Call of Duty do you play?
Black Ops 2.
Okay. All right. That's pretty cool. Okay. Who do you usually play as on Mario Kart?
On Mario Kart, I usually end up as Luigi with the fucking Poltergeist 500.
Nice. I prefer Yoshi.
Fuck Yoshi. And his eggs.
He's just so fucking dumb. It's funny. I love playing as him.
What's wild is while I'm in this state, I can understand I'm dumb as fuck. But after this, I'm going to not remember any of this.
Sober Josh, I'm going to ask you to do us all a really big service.
Come back on here sober and then just talk about your drunk self.
Oh, I don't think that's going to happen.
We can do that. We can do that. We can do the first 30 minutes. He'll be sober.
I'm ready to see this happening. Because I can feel myself hugging the mic.
Yeah, you are.
You're not hugging the mic. You're putting your eyeball up to it so it can hear you.
But you know what's even better? My low voice.
Can you do a high voice?
No.
That's about as best you're going
to
get.
Josh, you have
a
weird selection of music that you listen to.
Well, I mean, I'm only on pirate music.
The pirate music?
Or fucking dubstep. I can feel myself hugging the mic on this angle.
You are like,
I'm just going back away.
He's going more into the table.
Hold on, wait. Josh, don't lift up really quick.
You're slow.
Slowly, look down.
Just your head.
Look down.
Just your head.
Why is that light that's above our ceiling a nipple that's partially blue?
So it's actually not above our ceiling, it's on our ceiling.
I know what I said.
It's just like,
above our ceiling is partially blue and partially red.
It's one of those cheap apartment lights. That's why. They never look good.
Oh, because Devin's a cheap bastard.
No, we don't pay for that. That was already there.
That's fucking funny.
You're real with you. I love Devin.
Believe me, out of me and Devin, I'm the cheap one. Devin always wants the high-end shit. I'm the one like, nah, bitch, we're getting the Kroger brand.
Great value.
Fuck great value.
That Devin would pay me more, but I also love him. And so I will accept the payment I'm at. Oh, Nate, good. Why are you touching me?
I think the lights just changed colors, Josh.
Did they? I didn't see that.
So look.
It's closed.
Yeah, what's up?
All right, so I think we did something bad to him.
What's up, Nate?
I'm kind of feeling bad now.
Look at the lights.
Oh, no, don't feel bad.
No, look.
This is what I've wanted to feel for the past.
Look at the lights.
2 years.
Look at the... What, did you just look at your wrist to find a watch? Your watch list.
To find a calendar. That's what he was looking for.
You were looking for a calendar. You were looking for a calendar from 2 years ago to find the exact date that you wanted to feel happy.
I'm a Samsung user that has used a fucking Fitbit for about...
From 2 years ago?
8 months. And I would love to still be using it, but I know it's not going to work because fucking Corona ended my fucking step list.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He is making sweet, sweet love.
What do I want for
microphone
Christmas?
Microphone and pop filter.
What do you want? What do you want for Christmas, guys? Everybody.
I want a fucking Xbox One so I can actually play with my friends.
Series X. That's
what
it's
at. What do you play right now?
Or do you not have one right now? Mario Kart and Call of Duty.
Right now, I play on a Nintendo Switch when I have free time, which is maybe once in the blue moon.
Okay.
And I play Mario Kart or I play...
Call of Duty.
Mario 64, okay. I think that's what it's called.
Call of Duty's not on the Switch, so that would have been a different console.
Look, I'm going to be real with you. I had Call of Duty on the DSi, and that was fucking hard as fuck.
They had Call of Duty on that? On a DS?
Yes.
Can you be real with me?
Yeah, what's up?
Get your water, bro. You want it. You want it.
I'm real with you. This is what my left hand is reaching for. Is my water.
I know. Go get it.
But it's not happening.
Go get it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, buddy.
I can't.
Oh, this is the happiest I've felt in so long.
It's 5. I'm counting.
What o'clock is it?
It's like 9:10.
I'm a beat.
Was that 21:10? Is that what that is?
Yeah, 21:10.
Okay. 20. I'm learning.
I have a fucking interview in 12 hours and, or sorry, 11 hours and 50 minutes.
Plenty of time to take a nap and sleep that off.
Yeah. I agree with that. I'm going to sleep in your car no matter how loud it is.
Wait, where does he live? Close to you, right?
Yeah.
I live in
U Point. He stays on campus.
All right, he'll take you directly to your door, and then you can get your bed from there.
This is going
to
be the hardest fucking walk I've ever had.
Do you have a roommate or anything that can help you when you get home?
I have 3 roommates.
All right, well, whenever you get there, you should call them and be like, hey, guys, come help take me to bed.
They're all on Snapchat.
Oh, perfect. Snapchat them. Wait, you don't live with, like, Austin and Thomas and them, do they? Does he?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, I know that's a big-ass house.
Hell fucking no. This is the happiest I've been in so long. This interview is going to go fucking hard. Oh, shit. Devin, you're enjoying this, aren't you?
I fucking love you, Josh. You're great. I'm so glad you're here.
I am so happy I'm here. I am loving this to the full extent.
Is this the happiest you've ever been?
Oh, 100%. Because I was... So here's a funny story.
You were depressed?
I was crossed at the last party I was at.
Oh, okay.
I took a bitch home to my house.
All right.
Her name is... I took her home to my apartment. And we tried to fuck, but all I did was laugh. Because I was high as fuck. I can feel myself waving around from this mic. Yeah.
Bro, you're fucking making love to that mic like you... Holy
shit. Do not lick that mic. Please do not.
Anyways. Nathaniel, you never answered... Oh, yes, you didn't answer. Chick-fil-A is your top...
Yes.
Yeah, what was your top?
The past 25 minutes, I don't remember. But I remember now that I've had water. Nathan, what's your Chick-fil-A story?
Do I have a Chick-fil-A story?
Right. Okay, hey. So, what's your meal you order at your favorite fast food place? Anybody?
Spicy chicken sandwich with pepper jack cheese on top, a large fry, a large lemonade, and every now and again, if I'm feeling really hungry, and a spicy chicken sandwich.
Ooh. Dude, you have to, next time you get Chick-fil-A, if you've never had them, try their brownie. I tried it for the first time a couple weeks ago. It's so fucking good.
Fuck, I gotta piss.
Intermission?
Intermission! Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back with a drunk trout. Nathaniel, me, and Jess, as always, will be very, very,
Trout!
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back.
Hello.
What's up?
We're actually going to end the episode. We had some technical difficulties with Josh.
Technical?
Yeah, only technical.
We were able to get a recording of him, so we're going to go ahead and play that for you guys now. Here's Josh.
I've been Josh Mayfield, and I fucking love Gray Man Media. Goodbye, friends.
Josh, thanks for coming on, man.
Yep, you've been a great guest to have.
And he'll be back on.
Oh, he'll definitely be back.
But he's not going to do what he did tonight.
Nope.
We were under the impression that you were... Well, you know what? To be fair, I gave him exactly what he wanted.
Yeah.
He told me he wanted to get fucked up. I provided for this man.
He got fucked up?
I provided for this man.
I'm a provider.
He's currently sitting in our restroom right now recuperating.
Yeah.
He'll be all right, though.
Yeah, he's going to have a good night.
Yep, I'm going to get him back to his bed.
Yeah. Thanks, guys, for listening. This has been Thoughts from the Mothership. Don't forget, we'll be back next Sunday.
Yep.
See you guys then.
All right, bye.
Bye.